create baby conditions. If you had a baby in your arms and you were trying to get them to sleep, you'd want to treat that baby with love, with care. You'd want to, first, you'd dim the lights. Then you'd maybe play some soft music. Then you'd maybe sing to the child. And you'd most likely rock it. What you're doing there is you're creating baby conditions. Those are the conditions that are conducive to calming that child, to make it content, feel comfortable, safe, so that it can enter into a restful night's sleep. You want to treat yourself the same way you treat your own child and or one you love. You want to create baby conditions. Bear that in mind. And here are some hacks that you can use to create baby conditions, or the conditions necessary for you to sleep well. First and foremost, you want to focus on the temperature of your room. Research shows that anywhere between 60 to 68 Celsius or 15 to 20 degrees, they're just different measurement systems depending on which one you're used to, is the perfect temperature for your body to enter into that state of optimal sleep. And to give you an idea of how that feels, if you were standing in your underwear, it would feel a little bit chilly. Not freezing, but cold. So you can utilize your temperature gauge, because it's not that hard a thing to do, or use a temperature monitor in your room to really see, well, am I operating in that sweet spot, 60 to 68 or 15 to 20 degrees? That can be a little hack. Over and above this, I know many people who overdress themselves before they go to sleep. They dress up like some sort of Arctic explorer or Arctic hunter. And again, that might help you feel comfortable when getting into bed, but most likely it's going to wake you up and you're going to have to strip and pull off all those clothes. So a little hack for your sleep is watch and pay attention to your temperature. Next, did you know that your skin has photosensitive receptors built in? Essentially, your skin can interpret the environment for light. I found that amazing when I found that out. And so as a rule of thumb, what you want to do is completely black out your room. As a rule of thumb, you don't want to be able to see your hand in front of your face while you're in your sleeping space. So get yourself some blackout blinds and utilize that hack to great effect. Next, no TV before bed. Over and above the fact that screens and laptops and devices stimulate your physiology in an unfavorable way by diminishing melatonin, the get good sleep hormone, and up-leveling cortisol, the stress hormone. Over and above that, TV does something else. If you go to bed at 10 p.m. in the evening, but just prior to that, you are watching something like an action film, something stimulating, maybe like a horror or an intense and violent drama, what you're doing is you're actually weighing those actions. You're weighing those scenes internally, emotionally, physiologically. Why? Well, there's a group of neurons in your brain called mirror neurons, and they serve to mirror your external reality. They serve to interpret your external world out with the mind and external world so as to send signals back to the body so that the body knows how to deal with its external world, because the mind can't tell, or the mirror neurons can't tell the difference between what's real and imagined. That's why when you go and watch a scary movie and it's scary and you get all those really intense, highly anticipated scenes where you're, you know, you're kind of clenching up and your heart rate's elevated, and some people actually get butterflies. Some people can't even watch scary movies because of how that external world makes their internal world feel. That's an example of how you wear it. Or when you see a child consuming some form of citrus fruit, like a lime or lemon, then watching that makes you wince up and can actually cause salivary mechanisms to switch on. Your mirror neurons can't tell the difference between what is real and what is imagined. They interpret your internal world so as to inform you of what physiological response to have. So when you watch those dramas, you wear them. Bear that in mind. Cut the dramas out, the intense stuff out before bed. Use all those hacks, create baby conditions, and you will move towards a more optimal state and have a better night's rest.